Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So let's see, what day was this? Friday.
Yeah.
On Friday morning, no, excuse me, on Friday evening at 10:30, Friday night, received this email from Netflix, because I am a Netflix subscriber, as many people are. And they let me know, and it was kind of them to reach out to me personally to tell me, John, that they have recently announced Netflix will acquire Warner Brothers, including its film and television studios, HBO Max, and HBO.
And Discovery, so, right?
And well, so that's yeah, yes. So Warner Brothers Discovery. And so they let me know personally, again, that they would be acquiring the beloved franchises like Harry Potter, Friends, mm-hmm. Big Bang Theory, Casablanca, Game of Thrones,
Bugs Bunny.
DC Universe, Stranger Things.
Yeah.
You know, they have all of these wonderful things. Squid Game they've got.
Hmm.
And I thought, wow, this is great. All of this wonderful content in one place. And they said, nothing is changing today, which means we're not jacking up the price on you yet, but just wait for that email.
Coming.
Because it is totally coming. This morning, about a little over an hour ago, it was reported, and last week it was reported, that Paramount was not too happy with the terms of this deal, that Warner Brothers and Netflix are getting close to getting a deal done. Well, Paramount, about an hour or so ago, the report comes out that they are attempting a hostile takeover of Warner Brothers Discovery.
Mm.
And if that happens, that would basically tank the Netflix deal. So whatever happens here, I know it's a bit confusing. It's confusing for me, you know, what exactly is going on here. But we're talking about Warner Brothers Discovery, which is valued at well over $100 billion. And they are trying to now just completely derail the whole Netflix thing. The only thing that this makes me think of is, first of all, it's far too confusing for people in general to know where things are. So it used to be you had cable and that was it. Now you've got to have Netflix, or you have to have Paramount Plus. Oh, you also need to have Peacock.
And
by the way, there's Hulu. You need to have Hulu
Prime.
Also. Oh, yeah. I forgot about Prime and Netflix. So you have 8,000 streaming services. So it is no longer cheaper to subscribe to get the things you want to watch. It's no longer cheaper than it was for cable. But there's another part of this that is just, for me, it's a little disconcerting, and that is there are so many different outlets, so much different media out there than there used to be, but they're all owned by the same people.
Yeah, there's a real consolidation going on, and it's happening across platforms now. And it's happening down to the level of your local news, because if you look at what's happening in the folks that own local television news stations, that industry is consolidating, and now you're having individual companies owning 2-3 stations in the same market, which used to be prohibited by the Federal Communications Commission. So anytime the media is controlled by a small number of people, you run the risk of not having true access to freedom of speech and diversity of content.
Do you remember, I think it was about 7 years ago, I think it was 2018 when this happened, and Sinclair, which owns several hundred stations around the country, remember when they forced those stations to read the same script about fake news? And so there was a supercut of all of these local stations around the country with reporters standing there having to read this statement about bias and fake news and social media and, you know, platforms being used to push personal bias and agenda. And there were 200 different stations reading this.
Yeah.
That did not sit well with me at all, because that completely goes against the entire idea of independent media.
It does. And, you know, we're in a different place now. The distrust of media is at an all-time high in this country. Distrust of news content, distrust of journalism at an all-time high. And a lot of that's been fed by the political leaders in the country.
Well, John, it's easy when journalists report on the stuff you're doing that's wrong. It's easy to just say, oh, fake news,
right.
Bad news. These people are, they don't know what they're doing. Well, yeah, it's easier to attack them because they've caught you and they've exposed what you're doing and you don't like that.
Yeah. And it's working.
It works. It's crazy that it works.
And the fact of the matter is that in the country now, do I think there's a left of center bias in media? I do, but I don't believe that left of center bias reveals itself in individual reporting. I think the reporting of the facts, our journalists do a very good job of getting things straight. Where you see a bias, perhaps, is content, editorial, what stories you choose to publish or describe and which ones you choose not to. There is some, you know, you can exhibit some bias that way. But the actual content of news that we consume by journalists who have been trained thusly is very accurate. There are very few times where a journalist gets a matter of fact wrong. And when they do, it's corrected and you move on. But the reality is, an increasing number, I would say more people than not, distrust basic fundamental journalism in this country. That's not good or healthy for a society.
Well, it's not good or healthy, and people will figure that out when they don't have it any longer.
Yeah.
And just how bad, just look at North Korea. Look at what those people believe, because they don't get real, actual news because their state literally controls every bit of information they get.
Yep.
Just wait till that's what happens to you. Then you're going to wish you had independent journalists. You're going to wish you had ABC and CBS and the New York Times. As much as you complain about, you know, how biased they are, just wait till you don't have it. Wait till it's not there anymore. And you may not even realize it, honestly, because I'm not sure North Koreans realize what they don't get. Well, the information they don't get.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you keep your guinea pig in the little cage there, and the guinea pig has no idea
what else is out there.
Yeah, and I think, part of the blessing of being an American is the freedom that we have and the ability we have to learn and all kinds of things.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, and it would be very sad if all that went away.
And I do think there's a bit of an overcorrection that's happening here. And I agree with you. I think there is a slight left-leaning bias in journalism in general. It might just be the mindset of being a journalist. You might just be slightly left of center. I think that's probably true.
Yeah.
And I don't think that there's anything inherently bad about that. But the problem is when you have these extreme opposite side who say anything that isn't extreme right-wing conservative is liberal, which isn't true. It just isn't. Sometimes there's a middle, you know? But I think the argument gets made that if it's not that, if it's not Fox News or it's not Breitbart or it's not Daily Caller, then it's got to be liberal.
Well, and for some...
But that's just not true.
For some out there, Fox News is too liberal. And, you know...
That's strange.
Politics in this country, when it has worked well, has been played between the 40-yard lines. You're a little bit right of center, you're a bit left of center. And increasingly... While I believe most people reside ideologically between the 40-yard lines, a disproportionate number of our leaders are on the 5-yard line, both end zones. And that's not helpful, and it's not healthy for democracy when the majority of the country is not where the majority of the politicians reside ideologically. And I think that's part of where we are right now.
John Hancock, Chris Ranji, feel free to let us know what you think. 314-436-7900. Uh-oh, Big Blonde Dan says that he got the same email from Netflix, so we must know the same person there.
How about that?
Yeah, man. What the hell? I thought it was special.
Dan's a great listener, by the way.
He really is. I thought I was the only person Netflix reached out to.
Oh, yeah, but, well, like, you know, because you're a, you know, big media star.
Right. Turns out they emailed everybody.
Everybody.
It's the Chris and Amy show.
They didn't email me, buddy, so.
You don't have Netflix, do you?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
You don't know how to check your email.
It's probably under my wife's name, I would think.
That's probably what it is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.